Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always ABC streaming News, on the Civic
I'm
Media
Lopez.
App.
A federal jury in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting finds convicted gunman Robert Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Bowers shot and killed 11 worshippers in 2018 in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The trial now moves into the final phase when the jury will hear more evidence and testimony to decide whether Bowers should die by lethal injection or be sentenced to life in prison.
Following the two-day NATO summit, President Biden is in Finland, the newest member of the alliance. In a joint briefing with Finland's leader, the president says NATO will defend every inch of NATO territory. Finland's border with Russia extends 830 miles. The FDA approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill. Opill has been on the market for 5 decades. It can now be sold without a prescription or age restrictions. This is ABC News. Israel's government is attempting for a second time to push through reforms to the judicial system.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government barreling ahead with a bill to significantly weaken judicial review that, despite nationwide protests earlier this week that included 10,000 protesters outside Ben-Gurion International Airport, the coalition preparing for a second vote on a bill to bar judges from using the reasonableness standard, Netanyahu rejecting calls by the opposition to re-enter consensus talks. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
It's been 1 week since murder suspect Michael Burham, described as a survivalist, has been on the run after escaping from Warren County Prison in northwest Pennsylvania. ABC's Andrea Fujii has more.
Police say he escaped through a hole in the chain link fence, which was about to undergo repairs, and rappelled down a makeshift rope, all within 10 seconds.
Elwin Lopez, ABC News.
Solving mysteries is hard. Streaming them isn't.
We need to know what happened.
There's someone else pulling the strings here.
This month, get in touch with your inner detective and stream the best selection of British mysteries during Mystery Month on BritBox.
That is interesting.
Watch entire series of fan favorites, including the newest seasons of Luther, Silent Witness, Father Brown, Vera, and more.
My lips are sealed.
No one does mystery like the Brits. Start streaming now with a free trial at BritBox.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Eau Claire County Board is ousted for misspent millions at the county's Department of Human Services. The county board last night voted to remove Chairman Nick Smyar. Investigators looked into it and say Smyar knew about the $3 million being misspent and stolen, but never told anyone. No one has been charged with any crimes yet. Eau Claire County leaders are meeting again today to consider removing the county's administrator, too. It looks like there'll be a Democratic primary in the race for U.S. House in western Wisconsin. Pete Schwaba has more.
State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point tells the Journal Sentinel she's exploring a run for the 3rd District seat. Republican Derek Van Orden is the incumbent. Democrat Rebecca Cook of Eau Claire announced on Monday that she's in the race. Other potential Democrats include Missy Hughes. She's the CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Former La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson might get in, too. The 3rd District is considered one of the two competitive House districts in Wisconsin. It could be the key as Democrats try to flip control of the House next year. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
The public is welcome to have its say on the future of Interstate 794. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is holding 2 public meetings next month to talk about plans for the freeway through Milwaukee and what to do about the roads between the Hone Bridge and the Milwaukee River. Some people want to tear down the interstate and make those roads local. Others prefer to just fix the existing road. The meetings are scheduled for August 1st and 2nd. Wisconsin wildlife officials have new authority to use unspent money to preserve Wisconsin's natural spaces. Melissa Kay reports.
Governor Tony Evers used a line item veto when signing the budget earlier this month to free up the borrowing authority for the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. That program is responsible for preserving natural resources, expanding outdoor recreation opportunities, and protecting waterways and fisheries. With the partial veto, the Wisconsin DNR will have over $20 million in the program freed up to put toward those efforts. That sum comes from the many stewardship projects that have been denied or delayed throughout the year. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
All trades exams administered by the state of Wisconsin are now offered in Spanish as well as English. Those exams include tests for 40 trades, including electricians and plumbers. The Census Bureau says people who identify as Hispanic or Latino are the largest minority group in Wisconsin at more than 7.5%. The Department of Safety and Professional Services administers trades exams in different places around Wisconsin twice a month. More badly needed rain is in the forecast for much of Wisconsin today and tomorrow. That's the good news. The bad news is forecasters are skeptical it'll do much to make a big difference for Wisconsin's drought conditions in the long run. Southeast Wisconsin is more than 2 inches below normal precipitation for the year. The situation in the rest of Wisconsin is even worse. Madison, for one, is more than 5 inches below average for the year. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will have more on our forecast in just a few minutes. A new scam making the rounds uses an old twist. The Internal Revenue Service says bad actors are sending fake refund letters in the mail. The mailings ask for personal information to get an unclaimed refund. Amy Knopfsinger is with the AARP's Fraud Watch Network.
They're going through an old method for a lot of us, but a new method for some of us. And when things do come through the mail, oftentimes we do pay a little bit more attention to it because it's a physical item in our hands.
The IRS says there are plenty of red flags in the mailings. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A Green Bay man makes threats toward Belen Health employees and is charged as a terrorist. According to WFRV-TV, 32-year-old Anthony Novello was apparently unhappy with the care he received after an appointment. The incident happened July 10th in the morning. Novello called to complain and made threats. He allegedly said to an employee, "Who's to say I don't shoot up the place?" He faces two charges for threat of bodily harm and making terrorist threats, both felonies. A Green Bay police officer accused of hitting a man with his car is bound for trial. 40-year-old Matthew Knutson is accused of using his car to strike a suspect who is running from police. Knutson is being charged with negligent operation of a vehicle and misconduct after an internal investigation revealed the findings. Knutson is a 13-year veteran of the GBPD. His lawyer filed a motion to dismiss the charges, but it was denied yesterday. He is scheduled to be arraigned on August 21st. On Tuesday, we reported a scam happening in Winnebago County where someone impersonated a sheriff's deputy to extort money over the phone. Now it's happening in other parts of the state as well. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Scammers are pretending to be deputies in Portage County. Sheriff Mike Lucas is warning people that scammers call residents from what appears to be the main non-emergency phone number at the sheriff's department. The scammers identify themselves as a deputy and try to trick people out of money. They claim you need to make a payment for a missed court date to avoid being arrested, or that a loved one has unpaid fines. If you're a victim of this scam or something similar, contact local law enforcement to file a report.
A bat tests positive for rabies in Shawano. The Shawano Menominee County's Health Department says this is the first confirmed case of rabies in a bat this year. Rabies can be passed to humans from an infected mammal, usually from a bite, and can be fatal after symptoms appear. Officials say if someone has contact with a bat, they should seek precautionary measures as soon as possible. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Extreme drought remains in the southern Wisconsin River Valley and eastward into Lake Mills. The only improvement seen over the past week was west of Eau Claire and northward into Burnett County. For today, expect a mainly cloudy day with a few scattered showers sprinkling through the Northwoods on and off, with a chance of some pop-up storms to strike this afternoon. Otherwise, winds increasing out of the south and west will gust up to 15 miles per hour for a breezy day alongside cooler temperatures. Highs will only hit the mid-60s along Lake Michigan and into the mid-70s for central portions of the state, which is about average for this time of year. However, a bit warmer along the Mississippi Valley, with highs reaching into the low 80s alongside a tad more humidity and stickiness, As the day progresses and the evening hours strike, more and more sunshine will begin to peek through. Tonight, temperatures will drop into the 60s, and a few more thunderstorms may rumble through the early morning hours. Have a tremendous Thursday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready to face the Heat. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue summer league play when they face the Miami Heat in Las Vegas. Tip-off coming up at 4:30 this afternoon. Coverage on NBA TV. Milwaukee is 2-1 so far, coming off of that loss Tuesday night to the Brooklyn Nets, 92-71. After the game, Coach Adrian Griffin said the team had lost their composure. Sydney Dobner became the first woman ever hired by the Bucks as an assistant coach.
It kind of just doesn't feel real yet. I mean, day in and day out, I just want to do my job. I just want to be good at coaching basketball. I just want to help this team be better. So breaking the ceiling is like a bonus. Like, that's just something that, you know, you don't imagine that you're going to be able to do, but somebody has to be the first, and I'm very thankful that this organization has given me the opportunity to be that person, and I'm going to do the best of my ability to set good standards for other people around the league and people trying to get this opportunity.
Dobner has been on the Bucks staff since 2018 and was asked how she got the job.
There was an opening that happened to open up on our staff, and, you know, I reached out to Coach Griff and shot my shot a little bit. The NBA moves fast, and sometimes you just got to take hold of your opportunity, and, you know, just presented the idea to him, and it sounded like he was really on board, and next thing I knew, I was being announced as an assistant coach.
NFL, several former Packers have been nominated for next year's class of Hall of Fame inductees, including former coach Mike Holmgren, receiver Sterling Sharp, and quarterback Cecil Isbell, who in the 1940s threw passes to the legendary Don Hutson. Baseball, following the All-Star game, MLB has announced that next year the season will kick off between the Dodgers and the Padres in Seoul, South Korea. The first time that's happened in that country, the Astros and the Rockies will play a series in Mexico City in late April. Several rule changes has made baseball games go quicker this year, thanks in part to the pitch clock. On this Sunday, the Brewers' 1-0 win over the Reds was over in just 2 hours and 4 minutes, tying the stadium record at AmFam Field. But there's also been moments like when Brewers batter Owen Miller had a strike three called on him because he wasn't ready in the batter's box on time without swinging the bat or even the ball being pitched. I asked Craig Counsell, is he concerned that these rules to speed up the game could one day affect the outcome of a playoff game?
I mean, it's part of it. It's a rule. The players have had time to work with the rules, know the rules. It could happen, but you have to just follow the rules. It's a pretty easy rule to interpret or not interpret. You know, but there's no gray area there. It's a clock. There's no gray area. You know, some of the other rule changes, it's a little harder. Some other stuff that leaves a little room for interpretation is the stuff that I think could be the cause for a little bit more concern as we move forward. But they're small things, and hopefully they don't come up that much. They don't really come up that much, but, you know, baseball is a way of putting the small things in the biggest spots by accident, and then we can't stop talking about them.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 77 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight lows dip down to about 63. partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high of 85, mainly cloudy skies. Mid-80s, Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler, Sunday, with highs in the upper 70s, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
One, welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. As always, I am William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, on my second favorite Wednesday of the week, joined by Mr. Luke Mathers in studio. Luke, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Will. Glad that we got some rain, but still, Dane County in severe drought warnings, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. So we could use some more rain. It was pretty nice. I played some cold sand volleyball last night. That's what I got to. It did not get canceled, thankfully, because the rain subsided before the games took place. But doing well on a Thursday afternoon here in Wisconsin.
You know, I'm hoping the rain can at least hold off until tomorrow then, because I have softball tonight and I don't feel like running around on cold dirt, though. I'm not doing
it. You don't
it
do that. I was going to say, you don't do that barefoot, though, do you? Come on. That's...
I guess it's a wee bit different situation in this scenario. And we got Aaron on the board. Aaron, what up?
Not much. How about you?
What up?
What up?
Hey, what up? So folks, today, oh, go ahead, Luke. Go ahead.
I'm just going to let them know if they want to share and contribute to Town Call on this glorious Thursday afternoon, 844-967-2789.
2789. That is the number. Give us a call. Shoot us a text if you'd like to participate in today's forum. We have a bit of an interesting story coming out of Waukesha that I think I would like to focus on at least from the get-go here. And my question for you, the people of Wisconsin, are Wisconsin school boards censoring teachers they disagree with politically? And should this be allowed? Reading from a piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Waukesha teacher who criticized the school district's Rainbowland ban has been fired. The Waukesha school board fired the teacher who publicly criticized the school board or the school district's decision to ban the song Rainbowland from an elementary school concert. Board members voting 9-0 to fire Melissa Temple after a hearing at the district's Blair administration building on Wednesday. The hearing lasted almost 4 hours and was held mostly in open session at Temple's request. After the hearing in open session, board members deliberated for over an hour and a half in closed session before returning to open session to vote. The hearing came almost 2 months after Waukesha School District Superintendent James Sebert recommended Temple be fired for a tweet criticizing the district's decision to ban the Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton song, saying it violated district policy. At the time, Temple was working as a first grade dual language teacher at Higher Elementary School. Luke, this story has thousands of different angles that I think needs approaching and needs coverage. But starting from the top, as I just noted from the JS Online article, that the superintendent of the Waukesha School District recommended the teacher be fired for her tweet criticizing the district's decision. Now, we have seen First Amendment protected speech come to the forefront of a lot of these conversations, and this was an act the teacher did on her own time, on her own personal social media account, which she has been receiving criticism for and ultimately lost her job for. Is the school board trying to censor a teacher's First Amendment protected speech here?
We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Does this qualify as censorship? Because, well, let's weave in another story as well. Something else in the vicinity in Waukesha County yesterday, the Arrowhead school board, the school board responsible for the Arrowhead school district, I'm blanking on the official district name, will...
I believe it's Heartland Lakeside School Board.
The Arrowhead Union School District is what I believe this piece over at Fox 6 Milwaukee in Heartland, Wisconsin refers to it as.
We're looking at a different piece, so continue, gotcha. Please.
Well, I'll read from this one because I got it in front of me. But the Arrowhead Union School Board District Board approved a policy Wednesday night, July 12th, that would ban safe space signs in schools, a divisive topic in Heartland. And so this is again... goes into the question, is this censorship? Is this school district's actions here in Heartland and in Waukesha, does it classify as censorship? Because these districts are saying, no, you cannot complain about a policy saying that no Rainbow Land will not be sung at a school concert. You can't complain after the fact, on your own personal time. No, you can't post signs saying that your classroom is a safe space, because all classrooms are a safe space. Everything's equal. It very much brings to mind the oh, well, you can't be racist if you're colorblind. If you don't see race, there's no racism. And so if there's no safe space sign, all classrooms are safe spaces. And so at the same time that the Waukesha School Board was holding their meeting, determining whether or not to fire this first grade teacher, in the Heartland area, the Arrowhead School Board was doing something similar to remove safe space signs from their schools. We want to know if your thoughts, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. But Will, what do you think?
Well, I think it's, first of all, I have to read a quote from the Fox 6 piece that I do now have up in front of me. So thank you for clarifying where we were
Where were we going next?
The new version would ban, quote, safe spaces, unquote, signs and stickers prohibiting any sign that implies an area is a, quote, safe space, unquote, arguing every room in the high school should be safe. That is like the epitome of an elementary school argument. Like, no, you can't say that. Everything applies to that. So by directly noting that one room is safe, you're implying that other rooms aren't safe, and we're a school, so everything is safe. I have to think of the comparison that I hear quite frequently, which is with gun-free zone signs, right?
Well, what does a sign do? Having a sign in front of a school that says it's a gun-free zone doesn't mean that somebody with a gun is going to see that sign and say, oh, well, it's gun-free. Guess I can't bring my gun in.
So that argument is made in regards to certain situations, for example, guns. But this situation, which is safe spaces, now all of a sudden the signs are unnecessary because everything falls under that purview. It doesn't matter where you draw the line. We should all be safe. And I think it's exactly, you touched on it, Luke. It is quite clearly, I think, a violation of First Amendment protected speech. I think this is censorship to the extreme. I think this is going out of your way to push your ideology on all of the employees of the district. And I think it's, a lot of people are getting angry where they really shouldn't be angry. They're being pushed to fight these kind of culture wars and being riled up about things that really don't make a difference. Most of the vast majority of these teachers, they're here to teach. They want students to know that their classroom will look out for them. They are here as a mentor, as an advisee, as someone who wants you to learn. There is a direct quote from Melissa Temple's lawyer where she said, "This is not a case about culture wars or rainbows. It's a case about constitutional rights, and Ms. Temple has them like every other person in this country. I think we are moving forward with next steps, and Ms. Temple looks forward to vindicating her rights in federal court," unquote.
And see, I'm going to have to disagree with you, Will, though, because I believe this isn't just that it doesn't matter, that the stakes are low on these things, and there's other things that we could be focusing on. For these students, these Wisconsin kids that are in school that need an ally or a person to talk to and can't find it anywhere else, those safe space stickers could mean all the difference.
Luke, I agree with you 100%. Okay. My point was more the parents who are taking the opposition to that, who are freaking out because this is detrimental to our schools. No, How is this detrimental to your schools? These are teachers trying to offer students who might otherwise be bullied, who might otherwise not feel accepted, whether it's at home or on the playground. They're offering them a place where they can be themselves, where they can be who they are. And I think it's kind of grotesque that a very small subset of parents who perhaps they believe that these students are inherently evil or wrong. And, you know, to give you a direct example of that, there were images from, let me get the tweet up just so that I make sure it's accurate. Images from the rally last night in support of Miss Temple, where these have to be teenage girls who, according to Drake Bentley of the Journal Sentinel, came out of town from Grafton. The sign reads, "Homosexuality is a sin." And the other sign reads, "There are only two genders." The individual holding the homosexuality is a sin sign has a T-shirt saying Jesus saves, which to me implies that this is a subset of, heavily religious individuals trying to force their beliefs onto an entire district at the public level. And that is unacceptable.
And to note that it may be the case that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The fact that this is a small group of vocal parents upset about the fact that Rainbow Lands was played or potentially going to be played at a first grade concert, or upset at the fact that there are safe space markers in the Arrowhead School District, that it is a very small set of a few parents or citizens from not even in the district, as you pointed out, Grafton, not in the Waukesha School District. And those individuals complaining the loudest, getting these hearings, because at the Waukesha School Board meeting yesterday, there was overwhelming support for the teacher. She was supported by the community. There were people coming out in droves to say that she should not be fired from the district. Very small group of people coming in and backing the side of the district saying that she needed to be fired. But still, a unanimous decision by the Waukesha School Board to let Ms. Temple go. And so it's very telling that this is the focus that some of these areas are going on. We want to know if you think it's censorship, if these districts are telling teachers that they can't complain about policies outside of work. They can't have an indicator in their classrooms letting them know that they are an ally to students seeking a safe space. Want to hear your thoughts here on Town Call, 844-967-2789. You can listen to Town Call across Civic Media by downloading the Civic Media app. Take us with you wherever you go. Civic Media also, in the month of July, is doing Civic Pints. So head over to the website, civicmedia.us. If you donate blood, you get a chance to win some awesome prizes with us here at Civic Media. You can sign up to donate on the website. Real quick and easy, right on the homepage. You can learn more there. You take a selfie while you're donating your blood, and you'll get entered to win. So go check out the rules and the process for submitting a application for the pint or an entry for the Civic Pints promo that we're doing right now. But Will, this is a very important conversation to be had. Is this censorship? We want to know what you think out there. 844-967-2789.
And Luke, you noted briefly how many people gathered in support. I had a friend who was down there yesterday who estimated there was about 100-ish people in support of Melissa Temple and 6 to 10 in support of the school district. So I think polling has probably has reflected that similar mindset. And we, the people, need to be standing up for our communities and for what's important. So
we want to hear your thoughts.
Yep. In today's forum, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Elwin Lopez. A federal jury in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting finds convicted gunman Robert Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Bowers shot and killed 11 worshippers in 2018 in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The trial now moves into the final phase when the jury will hear more evidence and testimony to decide whether Bowers should die by lethal injection or be sentenced to life in prison.
Following the two-day NATO summit, President Biden is in Finland, the newest member of the alliance. In a joint briefing with Finland's leader, the president says NATO will defend every inch of NATO territory. Finland's border with Russia extends 830 miles. The FDA approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill. Opill has been on the market for 5 decades. It can now be sold without a prescription or age restrictions. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A Green Bay police officer accused of hitting a man with his car is bound for trial. 40-year-old Matthew Knutson is accused of using his car to strike a suspect who is running from police. Knutson is being charged with negligent operation of a vehicle and misconduct after an internal investigation revealed the findings. Knutson is a 13-year veteran of the GBPD. His lawyer filed a motion to dismiss the charges, but it was denied yesterday. He is scheduled to be arraigned on August 21st. Wisconsin will see an extra $2.3 million in revenue from raising hunting and fishing fees for out-of-staters, according to WLUK-TV. This is the first time in 20 years that the Wisconsin DNR has raised fees for residents or non-residents. The last time in-state fees for hunting and fishing were raised by the state was 2005. For a complete list of game fees, please visit civicmedia.us. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Luke, we're talking yesterday's decision from the Waukesha School Board to fire Melissa Temple, who publicly criticized the school district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land from an elementary school concert. And I want to note quick, before we hit up the phone line, that Mark Schneider, the principal at Higher Elementary, the school that was involved, said his concern with the song was not about rainbows, but was about Miley Cyrus. So it seems almost like after the fact, they're trying to dig up ways that they can discredit what the teacher did. He approved Rainbow Connection for the concert. But obviously, now that it's gained national attention, he says that Cyrus has had age-inappropriate content in the past, and that's why they made the decision to ban the song. It's not rainbows, Luke. It's not rainbows. It's Miley Cyrus's past with age inappropriate content. I like how you noted before the show. Does that mean that, you know, Party in the USA will no longer be permitted at school dances or anything because of Miley Cyrus's inappropriate?
Well, you don't even
age inappropriate content in the past.
You don't even like, make. You don't even let me make my own point. That was what I was going to say.
If I also...
I didn't know if you wanted it. I was looking at you trying to like bait you into starting to talk, but where do we draw the line in that regard then, Luke? Right? Does any artist who has age inappropriate content not get their music? Is their music no longer allowed to be used?
Like, I think that is going to be a lot of work for the Waukesha School Board to go through all of those catalogs for the songs and determine what is and what is not. You know what I think might be coming next? It may be just like in Footloose, where they just ban dancing because, you know, they don't like dancing. Who knows where this is going to go? But it is interesting to see that there was a reaction to the fact that Rainbowland was the song, and then all of a sudden they have now tried to justify why the teacher should no longer work at the district. And
you make that joke, Luke, but I think middle schools across the country have probably already banned dancing for like 20 years. I think back to some of my middle school dances or friends that went to, you know, private religious institutions, and dancing was not exactly...
Gotta have a ruler in between everybody. Yeah. That is the rule. Folks, we want to hear your thoughts here on Town Call. 844-967-2789. You can call or text up first this Thursday afternoon. We got Greg in Madison calling in. Greg, do you believe this is censorship?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, of course it's censorship. Where I used to work, if you complained, you didn't get fired for it. You know, if you complained every day, yeah, maybe after a while they'd say, I guess you don't like working here. But, you know, we never got fired for this. But hear me out on this. Now, the reason that all this has come up with the censorship and book banning books and stuff, I believe, and tell me if I got a point here or not, is that in 2020, they lost the election mainly because they said it was because of the suburban moms. They lost the suburban moms. So now they're trying to get the suburban moms back into it. And what's the best way is to say that the left is trying to indoctrinate your children. And I think that's what DeSantis, I think he's the guy that started all this. And I think that's the reason why he did that, is because he wanted to get the suburban moms back. Do you think I got a point there or not?
Well, Greg, I think you might be correct that they recognize that losing suburban women was very catastrophic to their potential chances of winning the White House. But if that is the route that they're taking, I think they're approaching this from a terrible, terrible angle, because I think most suburban women and moms in particular recognize the importance of schools to be open and available and free for their children to be who they are. They want the best learning environment for their kids. You know, as an organizer in the WOW counties, I think that the culture war aspect is driven up, as we touched on a little bit earlier, a lot more than it might actually resonate with the minds of most voters. I think most people, and if you judge the turnout for the rally in support of Melissa Temple as a sample size, most people are in support of the teachers in this situation and are in support of free speech and being able to allow students to have this place where they feel comfortable in their own skin. Perhaps I'm wrong. Luke, what do you think?
Well, I would add one more layer to that, is that we've seen the electoral outcomes of this strategy trying to be implemented since 2020 as well, Greg. There was school board recalls throughout Wisconsin. And yes, some school boards were recalled, but the Mequon-Thiensville one, one of the most notable school board recalls that was occurring back in 2021 leading up to the 2022 gubernatorial race here in Wisconsin. None of those individuals that were attempting to recall on the Mequon-Thiensville, again, not Waukesha, I believe that's Ozaukee, or it could be, that's your neck of the woods. Is that Ozaukee or is that Washington County?
I believe Waukesha would be in Ozaukee County.
No. Waukesha's in Waukesha County.
Waukesha County is Waukesha County. Yeah, but
I was saying is Mequon-Thiensville.
Mequon-Thiensville is Ozaukee County.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I misspoke on Waukesha. Sorry, no, I had Waukesha on the brain.
That's the easy one, Will. Waukesha is in Waukesha County.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, actually, in hindsight.
We saw there that the school board recalls did not work. It was a strategy that I believe several lawmakers and politicians up and down the ballot attempted to do here in Wisconsin as well, Greg, throughout 2022. But it doesn't seem to be working. It seems like there has been more erosion in the WOW counties, this area of the state, still with this approach at the school board level.
Okay, maybe you know they're going to be going after mainly Republican women that voted maybe Democratic because they couldn't stand Trump, and they're trying to get the Republican women back. And I think it would resonate with the Republican women.
Yeah,
that definitely might be possible. Yeah, I guess my point, Greg, was more like I think you definitely could be right that that's who they're targeting. I think it's just a poor story to get behind if that's who they're targeting. But you know, I'm not a massively well-paid lobbyist. I'm not a think tank employee. That's beyond my pay grade, let's put it that way.
We appreciate the phone call. You can be like Greg, 844-967-2789. Share your thoughts with us. Is this censorship by school boards telling teachers they can't have safe spaces and firing this teacher for her comments outside of work criticizing a school board decision not to allow the first grade class to sing Rainbow Land, a song by Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus? 844-967-2789. Up next, we've got Dave in Waukesha calling in. Dave, what are your thoughts?
So I am part of the parent group that organized the rally yesterday for Melissa Temple, and I wanted to just share a couple of thoughts. First off, there were probably 130 or 140 people that were there supporting Melissa and every other teacher and the First Amendment rights of teachers in the district and every other public school district in the country. I think there were six or seven counter protesters. It was very much in favor of First Amendment rights. And I think, you know, regardless of the song, you know, the song has become this, I don't know, cultural phenomenon in some way. But it's never about the song for at least the parents here in Waukesha. It's about do teachers have the right to speak their mind regardless of their opinion. And for us, for the Alliance for Education in Waukesha, for so many parents in Waukesha, we want to affirm the rights of teachers, and Rainbow Land's a great song. It's really non-controversial, in my opinion, but this is all about First Amendment rights, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think an interesting exercise to go through, Dave, would be, say, an area that not as conservative in the state, say Madison or Dane County, a school district in one of those two counties, decided to have parents upset with a teacher for singing a song like, I don't know, Jesus Take the Wheel or something like that. And the more liberal-leaning parents got upset about it and then went through this process of trying to get the teacher fired for having a song that they disagreed with the concept without actually being able to say what in the song was upsetting to them. Would these same people calling for Melissa Temple's firing support firing that teacher? Like, I get that it's a hypothetical and it's hard to go apples to oranges, but it just seems like this is a very small group, as you pointed out, only six or seven counter protesters, but a very small group that is getting their way with the firing of this teacher.
Yeah, you know, I think that's you're exactly right. That I to speak to the point where you said, you know, Waukesha County is considered more of a conservative county. I think the city is flipping, and it showed up in the spring election this last year, specifically in the results for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Waukesha won the city of Waukesha.
And so Waukesha is becoming more diverse, both in how we look and how what we believe and things like that. I think there's so many – the majority of parents, the majority of community members in Waukesha, at least as far as I can tell, are in favor of First Amendment rights, are in favor of this non-craziness that the school board has created for the city. I think most people are tired of it, and I think you're going to see that show up in school board elections and probably elections further up on the ballot, because people are tired of this extremism, both here in Waukesha. I think they're getting tired of it around the country too.
Yeah, we appreciate the phone call, Dave, and we appreciate the firsthand account of yesterday's events in the Waukesha School District. If you want to be like Dave, give us a call here on Town Call, 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Jack and Merrimack calling in. Jack, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be a little bit lighter by saying, why are there so many problems with rainbows? Anyway, but I got a couple more things that I'd like to say, which is, that if this goes to court and the courts decide that the teacher does not have the can be fired for saying something that criticizes their school or board or their school district, no teacher in Wisconsin will have any free speech rights at all. This kind of thing is just crazy. And the last thing I want to say is that the school board supposedly is worried about this song because some student might go on the internet and find out that Miley Cyrus has a couple of videos that are, shall we say, less than tasteful. And, you know, you want to really encourage a student to find something like that? Ban it. Tell them, no, you can't do this, because that'll get them going, and they will find it.
Great point, Jack. No, I agree with that completely. And I also think it's incredibly disingenuous to assume that young students in elementary school don't already know who Miley Cyrus is. That's one of the most successful artists in the world. Oh, no, hide Miley Cyrus. She's a bad influence. Please, please. Do they think these children live under rocks? Like, come on.
Dolly Parton's in the song too. Dolly, how do you get more wholesome than Dolly Parton? Like, what? I don't understand it. It seems like just there was a knee-jerk reaction that no, a song about rainbows is not going to be sung at a first grade class concert, and for whatever reason now the school district chose this route, went down this path, and ultimately a teacher has been fired, and now there will be questions surrounding First Amendment rights. Because again, it's important to point out this was the justification for the firing was the criticizing of a district policy outside of work hours. She was at home. We're all given these platforms now. We everybody can go to social media and share their views, and for sharing those views, Melissa Temple has been let go from the Waukesha School District. And so it is extremely telling. We want to hear your thoughts. Do you believe this is censorship? 844-967-2789. We appreciate the phone call, Jack. You can be like Jack. Call or text 844-967-2789. And again, it just gets back, Will, to this attack on safe spaces and these coordinated efforts to clamp down on some of the most vulnerable students in our public school system when those individuals should be protected and looked after. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Talking rainbows and censorship here on Town Call.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 77. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight's light chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 63. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 85. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Mid 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 75.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Luke is jamming out there. And Luke, I want to touch on something.
That's a great song.
I'm just noting that you're jamming out, and you better be careful dancing like that because I
may get banned soon. Who knows?
Drop the hammer and ban that on the Town Call Zoom show. Something that Jack noted in his call was the school district saying that, you know, Miley Cyrus was the problem because we don't want them looking her up, as if they, you know, students don't already know who Miley Cyrus is. The exact quote, I find it hilarious. If the students are Googling or researching one of the artists, some inappropriate images or videos could appear. I just felt there were better options for a first grade concert, said Schneider. This was the principal of the school. And we got a pretty humorous text, I would say, noting that Dolly Parton was once on the cover of Playboy. Dolly Parton, of course, is one of the most wholesome individuals in American media. So it's hilarious that this is the district's approach to this potential problem. They did approve the song Rainbow Connection, Luke, which is a sing-along from Kermit the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps just as a way to say that rainbows aren't the concern.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of one of those false flag things where it's just like, we don't have a problem with this rainbow song's fine.
We're okay with rainbows. You can do Kermit the Frog's rainbow song, and then, you know, a lot of these individuals wonder why they're considered incredibly out of touch. You know, children don't know who Miley Cyrus is, but it's okay. You can sing your Kermit the Frog song. So we're going to go back to the phone lines, Luke. We got Andrea from Menominee Falls on the line. Andrea, do you think this is censorship?
Oh, yes, 100%. I think we just need to call this what this is. It's them sending a message. If you disagree with me, we'll just fire you. That's all this is.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. And for a state that's already facing a bit of a teacher shortage. A lot of teachers, particularly post Act 10, have no interest in working in the state of Wisconsin. We're losing some of our best and brightest and most talented young people. Why you would take this approach, I just don't know. I can't understand it outside of pushing the culture war agenda.
Right. It's just introducing this divisive energy in our communities. And as evidenced by how many people showed up in support for this teacher yesterday, it should be obvious that these school boards do not represent the people in these communities, and they do not have the best interests of children at heart.
Yeah, it truly feels like there is a lack of proper representation on some of these, and that's why it's important to be paying attention to these issues, getting involved, having the conversation, and we really appreciate you, Andrea, contributing to today's Town Call.
All politics are local, Luke.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to be like Andrea, you can give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Mark calling in from Prior to Sac. Mark, do you believe this is censorship?
Yes, of course it is. I mean, I think that the this board would probably boil Kermit the Frog rather than allow the Rainbow Connection to be sung. I mean, it's Rainbow Connection is, for me, a far easier song to sing. I mean, these kids are pretty ambitious singing the Rainbow Land song. I mean, that.
Yeah, I can't hit Dolly Parton's range. I can't even get anywhere close to that. So
I'll try, but I think the rest of you would be unhappy with that.
And, of course, Dolly, these kids might be looking up Dolly Parton. They might find out that Dolly Parton wrote 9 to 5. She banged that out for the movie. I guess she just sat down and banged out that song. And of course, that song is kind of rebellious, too, and it's in a very direct way. But, I mean, that these guys, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, it is just, here this teacher was doing it on her own time, saying this, defending her kids. Her kids were the ones who wanted to sing this song. And kudos to those kids, because it's pretty ambitious for them to be singing the song, and that it is just, that, of course, now we're seeing book bannings and all that going all over the place. Books that I read when they were available to me when I was in grade school, like The Diary of Anne Frank, because in that book, the young girl was talking about her burgeoning sexuality. I mean, so they wouldn't want to see that today. I mean, that it is just... it's just sad. I mean, I just...
It feels a little bit, Mark, like it's projection of politics onto these children is really what it comes down to, is the school boards inflicting their politics onto these students, and it is the teacher, Melissa Temple, that is suffering.
I believe there's a word for that, Luke. Isn't it indoctrination?
I don't think it's that one, Will, because they're really against that. So it can't be that.
You're right.
I don't think it's supposed to be censorship, because they're the ones saying the conservative voices are being censored all over the place. So I don't know. We're having a hard time. We want to know if you believe this is censorship, the Waukesha School Board firing Melissa Temple for her criticism of the district's policy not to include Rainbow Land in the first grade concert, as well as the Arrowhead School District saying teachers cannot have anything that denotes a safe space in their classrooms. I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. We got Luann from in Hales Corners calling in next. Luann, what are your thoughts?
Hi there. Well, I'm putting my former school board member hat on. I served for 10 years in two different communities on school boards, and the school board has the power, according to their board policy manual, to terminate a teacher on a majority vote. What I can't figure out is under what conditions did they terminate her? Because they can go into closed session and talk, a lot of this is personnel issues and it's in closed session. So if the board is following the law, really, then they really can't talk about it outside of closed session. So is it censored? Obviously, she did something that violated something in their policies or their teacher manual or something. And I wish I knew what that was. I wish we had the evidence as to why they did what they did. And that's a little hard to track down sometimes. But if any of your audience knows where is this in writing that this happened and this is why, I would love to see that. And then I also wonder, is this where teacher contracts come in? Because there used to be teachers unions that protected teachers, and is that why this kind of thing can happen now, because the Act 10 took away a lot of the power of the unions? I am alarmed. I did meet one of her co-teachers who resigned from the district when this all came up and is not going back next year because of this, because of what happened. We're losing good teachers in the classroom. So I think this is worth talking about. I think we better be careful what our board policies say, and we've got to be more careful about who's getting elected to school boards so that we can make sure that our kids are, their public education is protected. So that's just my thought. I have more questions at the moment.
We appreciate the call, Luann.
Thanks, Luann. Well, Luann, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, she was fired for the tweet criticizing the district's decision to ban the song, based on recommendations from the Waukesha School District Superintendent. So thank you so much for your call, Luann. This is Town Call. If you would like to participate in today's forum, give us a call. Or tomorrow's forum, excuse me. We're running a little bit out of time.
Out of time for today.
844-967-2789. But this was a wonderful, wonderful episode, and I'm glad that we're able to talk about the important things that are happening in our communities. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We got Wisconsin Headlines of the Week. Give us your best Wisconsin headline. I'd love to hear them. You all have a great rest of your day. Take it easy, party people.
Talk to you later.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media.